Who's on the line?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say you guys got to give a warning when you guys play out the music, man. I was walking and I almost got hit by a car. And my last song would have been freaking Vampire, Ballad of a Vampire, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, no, you commented that, right? That was a funny story.
Yeah, and that's true, too, dude. I was like, man, if I would have went to hell listening to that, that would have been terrible.
Was it Haunted or was it Vampire's Ballad would have been the last song you heard?
The Vampire's Ballad. But it would have haunted me for sure.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm glad you lived.
And I just wanted to say, yeah, you guys are the best, man. For real,
thank you.
I've been rocking with you guys for a while, and you guys make me laugh. And I listen to you guys on YouTube while I work, and it helps pass the time for sure.
Thanks, I just wanted to say,
hey, Mike, don't let them clown you so much on the M'lady thing, man. That's some Eric Foreman stuff. It's cool.
Whoa. No one's even brought that up in years, baby. Take a dab, what are Jeff. You talking about?
Take a big fat dab or something. Hit a fat blunt or bomb load or something.
Do it, Mike.
Hell yeah. I love you going old school.
If you send $30, Mike will take a big fat dab.
Nah, Mike's straight as a narrow. He don't do nothing like that.
See, yeah, he knows. This guy gets it.
Hell yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Well, thank you. Enjoy the thank you. I can't believe the number even worked. I was surprised you had this.
You're good, bro. Thanks, Tom. Yeah.
But thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Have a good one, brother.
So, Jim, is this whole interview just Corey answering that one question for 45 minutes?
Dude, essentially. I mean, it does get to a little bit more, but yes, it's so wild that the question about the joke just goes on and on and on.
And spreading the love.
So
that's the goal.
What's the dream goal?
It's spreading the love. That's it. You know, I want to write positive music that means something. I want people to be inspired.
Yeah, it's such an empty, like, nothing of an answer.
Inspired by the words and the feelings that they get and the musicality. I mean, that's what matters to me. I want people to, first of all, come to the show and have a great time, no matter what you're getting out of it. At least, whether you want to laugh at me, whether you want to scream and cry and say it's the most exciting thing you've ever seen, or whether you just want to stand there in awe, I don't care.
But walk me through this, okay?
But enjoy the show.
Understood. Walk me through this. You're on stage, and, you know, we all see who's in the crowd, right? And I definitely can tell when people are there, not because they're in love with my band.
Right.
Right. Arms crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hipster beard.
Yep.
What's your inner psychology at that moment when you're dealing with that's called
yell at my band
and an overt positive?
Yell at my band.
Yeah, yell at your band and then yell at the audience and threaten to leave.
Get flustered, fumble with the cord as I'm trying to plug my guitar in.
Shit my pants.
Can't pick up my Hornetron.
Yell at my wife.
Like, how do you balance that in your mind?
Watch what happens in the end.
Which is?
They always walk out with a smile.
Yeah, they're all like, ha ha.
No, either they walk out or they walk out with a smile.
I like how he quickly had to be like, well, maybe not always with a smile.
They always walk out. That's the point of rock and roll, my guy. They leave, smile, no smile. Sometimes they're laughing, they're calling me slurs. That's rock and roll, my dude. You know how it goes.
He keeps saying all the shit that works on these dumb YouTube shows where they're like, you're right, Corey. And Billy's just like waiting for what he's saying to make sense.
Yes.
And when it doesn't, Corey keeps having to be like, and like add to it to have it like actually make sense.
Yeah, it's so wild. But I love that the one time he did decide to kind of tell the truth where because even he was like, maybe that's a little too far saying that they all leave with a smile. I mean, they leave, but yeah, we'll see.
Because a lot of times they're overpowered. So in the beginning days, or the early days, I should say, and I don't want to say early days, because the early days, it was all love. It wasn't until the Howard Stern era, you know, them throwing these tags on me that people started doing the crossed arms, you know, side-eye stuff. But once that started...
It wasn't until my first song.
Yeah, it was real obvious. And it was 50-50.
You know that era.
So I would say half the audience is...
Who's on the line?
Heard a joke once. Man goes to doctor. Says he's depressed. Says life seems harsh and cruel. Says he feels all alone in a threatening world where what lies ahead is vague and uncertain. Doctor said treatment is simple. Great Feldman is in town tonight. Go and see him. That should pick you up. Man bursts into tears. Says, but doctor, I am Feldman.
I love Feldman Pagliacci.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
All right, so yeah.
All right, I'll hang up on you then. Thank you.
That and yeah. Half the audience is going crazy and crying and loving it and like totally there, right? So you go, okay, guess what? We're all gonna have fun today. We're all gonna have a good time. It's gonna be a great show for everyone. And if you still don't get it by the time you're done, it's not gonna be me that drives you out of the room. It's gonna be the joy and the love and
love
the positive feeling from the rest of the energy that makes you feel impish and insecure for trying to hate on something so positive.
Mm. You know what's funny is if he actually followed that, he would have so many less worries. He would be so, like, his life would be so much less stressed than it is, but he can't follow that thing he just said. He is too obsessed with everyone seeing him a certain way.
Yep.
And with Googling his own name and with how he's viewed and with his legacy that he can't actually live that life. And if he did, he would be like 1,000 times happier immediately.
That's what I'm trying to do. Spread the love with my song about fuck you haters, I'm rich. Keep watching me. The tomatoes you threw, which really happened. You know how you do shows and you get tomatoes thrown at you?
And my other song about how I had to come back from who knows
from
what?
From being the best rock and roller. Yeah. From being a cool rock and roll guy.
I had to come back from being the best to being even better than I used to be.
Yeah.
From is, I'm going to go out there and do my job the best that I can do it every day. Mm-hmm. And when they love it, I love them back. When they hate it, I love them anyways.
That is not true.
These are evil,
well, Jim,
sick,
he went on Instagram
people.
And told us how much he loved us. Then he invited his wife to add anything to how much he loved us if she wanted to.
I want my... Go ahead, sorry.
No, you're good.
I want my fans to eradicate them with love.
Yes.
We're certainly not telling you to go after Jim and them, but, you know, maybe helping us make sure that their channel is eradicated forever.
Yeah.
He got rid of our first YouTube channel because he loved us too much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe if you don't love it, even if you hate me, then I'll just eradicate you. Me and my fan base will destroy you.
How about that? I'm not mad at anybody that spends money on tickets to my show. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at the guys that want to put on the Corey Feldman Rocks tank top for girls and booty shorts and stand there in the front row with a beard going, yeah, man, yeah. You know, cool. That's your trip.
That really stuck with him.
Yeah, some guy did a goof on him. It probably was just a gay guy that liked him, and he thought it was a hater.
Nah, it was probably someone like us.
we've
tried to buy the
tank
top and hot pants a couple times.
Oh, you don't even think it happened, Mike? He just
There's
made it
no
up.
No way that happened.
I don't know. This does look like the face of a liar to you, Mike. Look at that little chirp smile.
Yeah.
Off of this, when you've been memed, I've been memed. When you've been mocked or whatever, you know, you're held up as an object of derision or, you know, even like the joke of the day, right? You know what I mean? I've been there, you know, Family Guy or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying is you have to have
something
some...
Family Guy did really stuck with Billy Gordon.
yeah, apparently.
Because he definitely hasn't been a meme.
Form of inner tenant that keeps you
It's called a deep fortitude.
Okay. Is it a fuck you, I'm going to keep at it, or is what
no,
is?
No.
Okay.
It's for me, it's like, look, you built this thing. Okay. I am a product of your creation.
When you say you, who's you?
The universe, the world.
Wow. He had no answer.
Are you talking material or spiritual?
Spiritual. Okay. And material, both.
Okay.
Because look, I didn't choose to be an actor.
Every time Billy asks her a question, she's like, yeah, everything, all of it, whatever.
Dude, he crumbles under any question. Like he just speaks in these like empty like nothingness, and usually whoever it is around him, like Adrian Sky, just like looks at him and nods. Or yeah. Courtney Feldman, like a couple intellectuals he usually runs with.
Yeah, it's all vapid platitudes that geniuses like Courtney and Adrian just don't get.
Yeah, the guy living in his bathtub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. None of these were my thoughts, my hopes.
Do you remember acting that young?
I remember all of it.
Can we get to the acting, please?
No. My grandparents.
He remembers all of it, but he doesn't remember auditioning for Stanley Kubrick. But not to Jim and them nitpick.
Parents said, we're going to come and babysit your sister so you can go to the set today. Or, you know, my grandmother would say, I'm picking you up to take you on an audition. Or I'm just, but this was like, this is what you're going to do. This is your life.
Right.
You are going to do
Somebody
this.
Made that choice for you.
I didn't choose to be famous. I would have never chosen to be famous, knowing what I'm up against. I would have looked at all this and gone, no thanks. I'm good.
All the love
and support.
Yeah, yeah. What? All the love and support, and even the haters that get so angry about all the love. Now, one thing I do, I'll give it to him, is that, yeah, he didn't necessarily choose it. I don't believe. I don't believe that he wouldn't choose it if he was given the choice, though, because clearly we know he loves any type of attention. Thank you, IMO. Corey looks like his lips ran away and tried to take his chin at the last second. Pretty good.
Or something, you know, I don't even right. do that well. But something. Maybe I'd been a lawyer. Maybe I'd been a doctor. Who knows? But I probably would have ended up in entertainment just because I love art. And I'm always going to have that artist in me because that's part of who I am. That's my makeup, right? But that doesn't mean I would have been the guy in front of the camera. It doesn't mean that sure. I would have been on everybody's T-shirts. You know what I mean? Like, I may have wanted
From
to
Adam
just...
in the chat. That's why he quit acting when he was emancipated.
No, exactly. Like, I don't get how he could even try to pass this off. Even if, like, even if you give him the benefit of the doubt of being emancipated and still trying to act, because he's still a kid at the time. But in 2010, when, like, he could have had this journey of being behind the camera or being a producer or being a, like, whatever... He didn't. He became Corey's Angels, and he's constantly been trying to put his face out there every chance he gets.
Yeah, he went viral on MTV.com.
That's true. Got 2 million hits in like a day.
Yeah,
that private guy right. sits in the closet and does his art and puts it out and doesn't tell anybody who the hell he is. Who knows?
So what age did
no
that happen?
Going back, I think 18 when I got sober. You know, because when I got sober, there was the question of do I continue? You know, or do I? Because I thought my career was over. I thought at that
he
point,
means,
you know,
myself?
I've been blacklisted.
Well, there's the classic child
I don't
want
to be around anymore.
Well, I can't do drugs, and what am I doing here?
And now that I'm sober, do I continue? He's like looking at a revolver with a single bullet.
A problem, right?
Anyways, right. But now I solidified that by putting the nail in the coffin by getting arrested for drugs. And not just drugs, but heroin. I mean, pretty serious stuff in 1989.
If you're going to party.
If you're going to go for it, go for the top.
Yeah.
But no, seriously. So you know, I was in a really bad place. I mean, I'd done a lot of damage in my career. And I take responsibility for that. I was the one partying on the set. I get it. I wasn't being professional. I was showing up late. I wasn't knowing my lines. I deserved to get my ass kicked a bit.
He must have been
that
a nightmare.
That was fair, you know? But where it wasn't fair
we're
was
used
when
to sober,
I did
Corey.
Get my life together. I showed up. I suited up. I did
imagine him.
That's just the joy he brings me.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's the thing we can't deny is we get so much joy in all these people in the chat, like close to 1,100. He is giving us some sort of joy. It might not be the joy he wants, but he's given it to us.
It's like if a really funny train wreck happened.
Yeah, over and over and over again.
And then the conductor kept getting in other trains and crashing it.
I met the call, and I was still kicked in the face. That was the part that hurt. So once I realized, you know what, you're never going to win because they're going to give you that, you know, ladder.
Yeah.
They're going to throw you the
but
safety
why do you,
net.
Why
instead, I've got to survive.
Look, you won't let him talk.
And it becomes about survival.
Like Courtney Love once told me she was in actor jail.
Okay.
Because of her issues with Hollywood.
Right. At 18, 19, I said, I'm going to get sober.
Let me just
I'm going to
that.
Try and make enough money to pay off these debts that I incurred.
So you're sober and you go, I'm ready to go back to work. And what happened?
And I got B-movies up the ass.
Why didn't they let you back in the kingdom?
Because they didn't know which way I was going to go.
Because I look like this. I'm a literal goblin of a man. Billy, are you open your eyes, sir?
I can kind of see lips in this still.
Ooh,
do you see the lips?
Okay, here we go. I could kiss that.
They almost look like they're CG'd on, but you can kind of see them.
He's like, well, Billy, the Hollywood's run by Jews.
I don't...
He's like, oh!
And I think, again, like, honestly... And I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. This show, yes, we nitpick. We nitpick Corey Feldman. And I guess to the layman, to the non-expert, you'd think that we're haters. Mm. But we're protecting his legacy. I stand by this. We're here to protect the legacy of Corey Feldman, young Corey Feldman. And if one thing, if he learns anything from us breaking him down, is that all he would really have to do is stop with this they shit. Since he's like, I take responsibility, but then he's constantly like, they won't let me do this, they won't let me do that. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's elements of that. Like, there are gatekeepers in Hollywood that if you piss people off, I'm sure it's very hard. Like, we've seen it a million times with different actors. Yeah.
They leave you voicemails, and they're like, you'll never work in this city again.
your name is Mud.
Shit.
Your name is Mud in this town. I'm sure that shit happens, but he doesn't take any responsibility for it, and it's constantly other people that are not letting him do what he wants to do.
Did they tell you anything at that point? I guess that's the collective they.
But the what
but
it
you,
is...
But you definitely felt the cold wind blowing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was no... Like I said, I was auditioning for these major roles, for these major films, and I was getting shut down every time. Either I would get...
So they still let you come audition.
Right.
Okay.
But then... And then that became
so
a thing.
Oh, so then it's a...
Because then I started...
talent thing, Corey. No, no, no. They didn't let me audition. In fact, I wasn't allowed anywhere.
Getting so like insecure, they're like, well, I'm not getting the parts anymore. I used to walk in the rooms and I'd get every part I went on. Now I walk in the room and I'm laughed at, or I'm feeling like I'm being mocked. So then I felt very worthless. So it was like, okay, well, if I can't be this guy anymore, then I guess I just have to make enough great independent art films to prove to everybody that I'm serious. So I did the schlock movies in the beginning.
So he did.
He does mention that he did the schlock movies to pay off his debts. So I guess that's where, like, Busted and...
Okay.
Although I feel like he wanted to make those movies. But
Corbin Nash.
Let's give him the credit. This is, like, even before then. This is his, like,
Corbin
Meatballs
Nash
4 and... Busted era.
Yeah. Oh, then Corbin Nash is the art he made because of Meatballs.
Yes.
Getting
he
out
did
of rehab
45
to pay off
for
my
them.
Debt. Then I realized that was only a detriment to my career.
Yeah.
So then I said, okay, can't do that anymore. If it's not art, I'm not doing it.
Because you could have done that into infinity.
Of course. So at that point, I start to realize this is a no-win situation.
Thank you, Jason Ramon.
They may never let me back into the big leagues. This may be I'm the an independent art guy for the rest of my life. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because as long as it's art, I'll be okay with it.
Right.
No more with the B movies. No more with the schlocky stuff. I'm done. Unless it's a wink and a nod to me making fun of it. Yeah. But I'm not doing it for real. And that started in 95. And from 95 on, you can look at the
catalog. That started around the time when I first met you.
95
well, that actually makes
on.
A lot of sense. You look at 95, and he didn't make any schlocky garbage movies after that date.
Yeah, right. I mean, 2009, he definitely didn't make Hooking Up. So
not a single bad one after that year.
He definitely, a short 14 years later, didn't make one of the worst teen comedies that you've ever seen.
Yeah, and so it was right around there that I was probably getting a bit of
Scaly Schisms, I'm late to the party. Why is Corey dressed like Lizzie McGuire?
That's
pretty good.
Intuitive, like, insight to where I was at or what I wanted.
Right. Rating the success of that journey that you've been on since that age, 22, 23. Where are you at on that?
Oh, man, it's been like a roller coaster. Come on.
But where are you at on the roller coaster right now?
I'm pretty high.
Feels like it, right?
Yeah.
Whoa. I feel like I thought you were sober, bro.
I'm Cali sober. You get it. I basically high 24/7.
That's why I like talking to you at this moment because I, like I said, I've had little insights along the way.
Yeah.
And
I feel like I've finally like actually accomplished something in my life. And I mean,
and
obviously
by the way,
spiritually.
Stop for a second. And that's yours.
Right.
That's yours.
Right.
Not reading somebody else's lines.
Stop for a second.
And the biggest
question two.
Accomplishment out of all of them is my beautiful son. That's the greatest part.
Oh, he's shouting out Zen.
Because it's authentic, it's real, and he's a beautiful guy. I'm so pleased, so grateful.
How old's your son?
He's 19.
Okay.
And he's a spiritualist. His name is Zen, so he was kind of built into it.
Yeah, Billy just
Well, you backed him into that.
It was a prerequisite.
Where do you go?
Billy starts shouting, Pause, he's beautiful. Pause.
Yo.
You're saying that a man is beautiful?
We love Zen. We're big fans of Zen over here at Jim and Them.
You know it.
what he means then.
Right. I mean, he loves playing the, you know, the tin pan. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of his, the talking drums and all that kind of, I mean, he's
a musician.
He's getting that
direction.
Rewind it,
look how he swung his legs. I'm curious.
All right. How far back, though?
I don't know.
Let's see.
He's 19.
Okay.
And he's a spiritualist. His name is Zen. So
never
he's kind of built
him.
Into it.
Well, you backed him into that.
It was a prerequisite.
Where do you go? Where do you go with the name Zen?
Right. I mean, he loves playing the, you know, the tin pan. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of his, the talking drums and all that kind of. I mean,
he's a musician.
He's getting that direction. He's going
that
direction.
He does put him on blast with all the dumb shit he's into as he's about to break it down in a second.
He's really into meditation and spirituality,
okay.
and just reading about chakras and you know, becoming a breath coach is his new thing. He's becoming certified for breath work and, you know, sound baths and that sort of thing. So, yes, he's definitely on that journey.
Do you feel you've been able to help your son avoid some of the stuff that you've been through?
Absolutely.
Isn't that, in a weird way, the most healing thing?
Oh, it's amazing. The last thing he wants is to be an actor. It's the last
but
thing
even
he
like
I like how that's,
like,
that's clearly not what Billy Corgan meant. He was talking more about, like, you know, the abuse, the drugs, like stuff like that. And he's like, well, that, no, he's not going to be an actor. Thank
all
God,
Billy. All he
does
is chug one shot of wormwood a night, and he's good to go.
He's getting certified in sound baths.
Sending him into the
all of it,
into the abyss.
Jameson and Jack, I just noticed, but Corey's wearing platform shoes. I mean, that tracks.
Yeah, he's wearing the creeps.
He wears creepers all the time.
Thank you, Jameson and Jack.
He wears Corey's all the time.
Yeah.
Right. He's never had to do blow. He's never had to do glow.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Just saving him from that journey.
There's the line for the t-shirt.
I mean, the thing is, like, it's weird for him to even say that because you don't know. I mean, he acts like a stoner druggy guy. I mean, again, we're friends. He's a friend of the show.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
But I mean, it is like from an outsider's perspective, I wouldn't be surprised if someone was like, oh, Zen did blow before.
Because he's hanging out with losers that don't do coke. They drink wormwood and get sick.
Yeah, they drink take all this different herbal stuff. Max, weird how wormwood isn't brought up here or ever. To be fair, this was a while ago. I wouldn't expect him to just randomly bring up, like, no, I love my son. He's so great. Although he had this mental break about a year ago where he drank wormwood.
Exactly. Or there is no more lines for the t-shirt. But anyway, sorry.
That was a pretty good joke. No, gotta give it to him. Mike, why aren't you laughing?
Nah, I don't know if I'm going to give it to him, Jim.
What is a breath coach?
It's like Wim Hof method and shit, probably. Like,
it's not like a Lamaze class, like for a pregnant lady. It's like something else.
It's a Lamaze class for teenagers.
They teach people how to do that scream that's in every movie, the Wilhelm scream. Ooh. They don't actually use the same recording. It's a new person every time, but you have to be able to do it.
It is like some Joe Rogan shit. If you can breathe right, you can like...
Yeah, many of us have adopted inefficient and ineffective breathing habits that hurt our health and increase stress. So, okay, it's just about, you know, teaching people to kind of meditate, essentially.
Yeah.
Do we have a call?
Oh, that sounds real.
I don't know why well, whatever.
This is the conversation I hoped we would have. Okay. So I'm really enjoying it. I mean, let's face it, being in a movie is fucking immortality. Mm. I mean, you have a certain immortality because you've been in some of these incredibly classic, I don't like to call kids movies, but I mean, that's, huh? But I mean, those
movies in general.
I mean, I have a friend who works in professional wrestling. His bedroom is completely devoted to the Goonies.
Oh, wow. Is he talking about, is it not Zack Ryder or is it Zack Ryder? Who do you think, what wrestler that he's friends with has a Goonies room mic? Do you think it might be Zack Ryder?
Nah, it's probably
Eugene.
Not Zack.
It's probably Eugene.
I don't know.
Because Zack Ryder's in the Monster Squad documentary. I think it's Zack Ryder, is it?
Zack Ryder likes a lot of shit. Like, he got to do Epic Universe, the pre-stuff early with his wife.
He probably got someone fired doing that.
Him and Chelsea Obama. Green.
Anyways, who cares? I just wasn't sure. Anticlimactic, he protected his son from everything but Formwood.
Who saw it coming?
Yeah, who saw... How am I supposed to... I protected him from coke, but it was Wormwood, was the secret killer.
And he was Virgil. Nice.
40 years
Virgil.
Old.
That's funny.
But that's his favorite movie.
Goonies never say die. That's my friend. I hear you. I mean,
Zen
look
delusional
it, for me, it's
on an
ball
of coke. It's the wormwood.
Ook vibes. Corey's version of Do Blow sucking Charlie Sheen. Whoa, come on.
That's not fair.
Nice.
40 years old.
That's funny.
But that's his favorite movie.
Goonies never say die. That's my friend.
He hated that.
I hear you. I mean, look, it for me, it's kind of like, oh, that thing, you know, like I don't really spend much time thinking about it.
But let's try to flip it on its head, because obviously we talked a lot about a lot of hard stuff.
Yeah.
Do you feel good about the art of it all? Or is it too painful for you?
To be honest, no. And I'll tell you what.
I kind of believe, I think this is kind of a good answer.
This sounds real already. Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Because I want to understand. I don't want to be that guy, but like, I like the movie, so you should too.
Right. No, I mean, Goonies is a good movie. Don't get me wrong. Lost Boys, great movie. Stand By Me. I'm just, you know, 18 number one films. They weren't number one for a mistake.
Hold on, but if we do need to.
18?
We do need
it's
to pause.
Not 18.
Even though I feel like he's about to kind of give a real answer, we do need to get into this a little bit. Now, I actually was thinking about this, and Roxy in the Piss Court, shout out to Roxy, although she checked into this with AI, so she gave a list of all his movies, said based on, you know, which of these films is number one, and what AI said is based on the information available, the films from your list that reached number one at the box office are The Goonies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Friday the 13th Final Chapter, Stand By Me, and The Lost Boys.
18.
I remember when we did our own thing, we were like, if we give benefits of the doubt, we found maybe 10. Maybe.
No, but hold on. But your boy over here, Jim and them is fair. I'm not going to believe fucking AI. So I went in and dug into these films.
Okay. Oh, my God, you did it.
And do you want to just hear? You want to hear the number ones? Because there's some number ones here.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them are a little surprised. Well, not surprising, but his first number one that I could find anyway is going through his filmography. Stand By Me.
Okay.
Then we have Friday the 13th, The Final Chapter.
Two great movies.
Then we have Friday the 13th, The New Beginning.
He is technically in it for 30 seconds.
Yeah, right. Is it reused footage?
Okay, no, they filmed it in his backyard, and he's just like, no.
Then we have The Burbs.
Okay.
Then we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, because I guess he wasn't in the second one. It might have something
to
do with
that. Was the number one? The third one? That was the one, like, even kids didn't like that. Turtles in Time?
You got to think kids did like it. I mean, it was just, you get at the time, it's just enough. There's so many, you know, what was probably the Emoji Movie was number one.
So I remember as a kid, I could tell that, like, oh, wow, these costumes are not as good as the old ones.
But it was probably just even littler kids, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Then we have to jump to Maverick, which he
was
has
in Maverick?
Yeah, we actually had this exact conversation a couple months ago.
Maverick rules.
he has a small part in that movie. It's a Mel Gibson movie. I think, maybe it's Richard Donner that directed it?
Maverick's so good.
I don't think it's what you think it is. Wait, is it?
No, it is. It's Mel Gibson.
The
poker movie. Where Mel Gibson's a cowboy with Jodie Foster. It's from like the 90s.
Oh. I love it.
And then the only other one I could find was Dickie Roberts' Child Star, which he has a cameo in that. So we got 8 number ones. Now, surprisingly, when you look at it, let me see. Gremlins was not number one. Gremlins was number two. It peaked at number two. It was number two for like 2 months.
And you can see why we think of it as a number one.
Yeah, it was because it came out at the same time as Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters had their number for the time that it was out. Even The Goonies did not reach number one. The Goonies was number two at the box office for a few weeks. It was behind Rambo First Blood Part 2, which was beating it every week. Actually, for 2 weeks, and then it like dropped to number five. Then we've got, what was the other one? Oh yeah, Lost Boys. Lost Boys also did not hit number one. It was number two. It lost to a movie called The Living Daylights. Oh, it's James Bond. Okay, that's a James Bond movie. Then we got, I knew it wasn't gonna be, but I double checked Dream a Little Dream. Dream a Little Dream peaked at number five. the movie Lean on Me was number one, and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was number two. Oh, then The Burbs, then Rain Man, then Dream a Little Dream. So that's still a pretty big release. License to Drive peaked at number six. behind Coming to America, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Arthur 2, Big, Bull Durham. Man, we used to be a nation. What a great handful of movies.
Flicks all the time.
And I, for good measure, I checked Bordello of Blood. That was a Tales from the Crypt movie, just because, you know, horror movies will sometimes just break out their first week. But no, that peaked at number 9. Oof. Everything else, like, didn't... I even checked Fox and the Hound, but that didn't hit number 1 from what I could find.
It's got to be, like, other countries then, right? Because that's what he likes to do, is just find an excuse where you can technically call it a number 1.
Yeah, I mean, that's even given him credit on. It's just not something he made up. If we tried to, like, go through his rationale, because he's also in TV movies. Do you think maybe he's... because maybe a TV movie was number 1 that week. Do you think he's counting that? Because those were a bigger... I guess, again, because we're fair, in the 80s and stuff, it was a bigger deal when it was a TV movie premiered or a miniseries
was
or something.
Was he in a bunch in the 80s, though?
There was, at least going through his IMDb, I saw a few that was like TV movie. But, I mean, I didn't know how to check if those are number 1 in the ratings.
If I'm being super fair, Jim and them fair, what I think probably happened is someone told him that, and yes, he just said, oh, okay. And then he just like parroted it off for like the rest of his life. And he's never even like questioned it for a second.
Cause I was even trying to check, cause some of these movies obviously had re-releases. So I'm like, oh, you know, sometimes every now and then you'll hear like a movie comes out in an off season and like it's like the 20th anniversary and it just somehow hits number 1, but I couldn't even find that shit. Like when Stand By Me or The Goonies or something gets like a nationwide re-release. So I don't know, dude. I don't know where this 18's coming from. And I know what you're thinking at home. Who really cares? We care. We're going to post this shit up. Why are people not asking of it? Yeah.
I think they were number 1 because they were great films. But that said, when you look at success as a kid, you're looking at success through the lens of, this is what mommy and daddy told me to do. This is why I do what I do. I am being a good boy, and I'm doing what I'm told.
And by the way, you're winning.
Winning.
I don't even think of it that way, though.
I understand, but I'm saying, if your kid's trying to make a parent happy, and you're doing a great job, like,
but they don't tell me I'm doing a great job. They're beating me. They're taking my money. They're locking me in a cage. I mean, it was, you know, everything you could imagine without
the
actual
putting me in a catapult and flinging me over the walls.
Cage, but the cage was a bunk bed that I was tied to while I was being beaten. So I mean, yes, it was basically
that
like
is the movie and Full Metal Jacket, which he lost to in the
yeah, he was up for Gomer Pyle when he was 12 years old. I mean, it is wild if that was happening, but if his parents are beating the shit out of him, which apparently they were, and take it, it hurts even more because they're beating the shit out of you and taking all of your money that you were making.
Yeah,
damn.
Was not allowed to go out, was not allowed to have sleepovers, was not allowed to have other friends, was not allowed to ride my bike because I might fall and hurt myself.
Okay, this is a strange way to come at this.
I'm just saying I had a really tormented childhood to get to the point where everybody was entertained. When people go, oh, but you made all these great movies and look at these accomplishments. No, those weren't accomplishments. Those were doing what I was told all the way through. It wasn't until I made a choice that I'm going to continue this career. I'm going to find challenging work that interests me, that excites me. And I'm trying to convey a message of positive energy and love because I had to go through hell. And I hope that people can understand from my pain, from what I had to go through, that you should never make a child go through this. You should.
Now, what's funny, though, is like on one hand, I do feel for him.
Yeah, but that seems very authentic.
But on the other hand, he's saying that everything that is good that people like him for, he's not responsible for.
Well, yeah, when he stopped doing what they all wanted him to do, that's when his
when
terrible
I stopped
career
listening
started.
To everyone around me, yeah. Then I really hit the shitter.
Never go down these roads and make those same
I want to
mistakes.
Belabor it just one more time. And I hear what you're saying. I mean, I feel emotional.
So when I look at the work...
I'm so emotional.
Okay, I think this is where you're going.
Yeah.
Doesn't even let Billy Corgan have a moment to like try to let that breathe or anything like that. Nah, he's got to barrel right over him.
Look at the work. I go, well, that's great for what it was. But what's an accomplishment to me? An accomplishment to me would be right now making a film that everybody appreciates and goes, this guy's a brilliant actor.
Please, please, please.
That's an accomplishment.
But those movies were successful because you were brilliant actor when you were a kid.
Does it? No, because I was one of many brilliant actors.
Yep.
And I was part of a very brilliant crew.
This is real
a brilliant
shit.
Director,
I guess,
a brilliant producer, a brilliant writer.
I'm not trying to be a therapist,
what I'm saying is this, what matters now is what matters now.
Okay,
it is
one
of those points
that
we brought
time?
Up where you don't think about it, but he's never really been the guy.
Yes.
None of the movies he's in, every movie where he's singular, it's a very, very small part. Any movie where he's at like a big part of it, he's among a cast. And that's not even like I'm not like talking
that's
shit about him. It's just
reality,
something
yeah.
I had never thought about. It had never occurred to me that he has never been the guy in any of his big movies.
Well, and why have a hat with the hole in the back and not put the ponytail through it?
Yeah, did he not have
crazy.
The ponytail going
it's
through?
He just stacked it on top.
Absurd.
It's nuts.
Trying to be your therapist. Riddle me this, Batman. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would not, on some level, making peace with your childhood work be healing for you?
I'm at peace with it. I'm at peace with it. I have no negative connotation. Because you asked me, was there something redeeming about it?
Yes.
There was something we never got to that. The love. Yes, for all the fact that there is this dark power that controls things in the industry or in politics or in wherever you want to go with it, there's this darkness that looms over, but there's also this beautiful, amazing light.
That's all I was after.
Yeah.
That's
and
all.
I mean, it goes both ways.
So at least you understand why I was
absolutely.
Harping on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I'm so eternally
grateful. Absolutely, I get
it.
It cuts them off.
Yeah.
So you get what I'm going. Yep.
Yes. Let me talk more.
Steven Spielberg treated me beautifully. Just today, Stephen King tweeted a picture of him holding my Funko Pop that I gave to you, and he's like, "I got a signed Corey Feldman Funko Pop." He spelled my name wrong, but that's okay. It's the fact that Stephen King, one of the
so fun. Well, anyone else, I would take that as just a self-deprecating like tag. But yeah. We know Corey too well that like he was annoyed.
He was really upset when Stephen King was like, "I got a Corey Haim Funko."
Greatest writers of the world is, you know, flaunting his proud possession of my signed doll.
Now you should retweet it and then misspell his name. Last thing. We live in this crazy country, which is so in love with its own culture. We've been able to export this culture to the world. You working in movies and music, me working in music. And yet, like we've talked about, we both experienced, let's call it the darker underbelly of what really can happen to sensitive people in a very brutal game.
All artists are sensitive.
Yeah, but some are really sociopathic and are able to navigate.
Yep.
Yep. I'm not mentioning our common friend, but go ahead.
I like he thinks that he's getting at Marilyn Manson. He's like, no, you dummy. Jason Ramon, he looks like a transgender Charlie Sheen on a Florida vacation with that bedazzled hat and shirt. Hey, why is Florida
Settle
catching
down.
Strays?
Calm down.
Thank you,
Florida
dude.
Alone.
We love Florida.
We love Charlie Sheen.
Where do I have my... fuck it. I have my Florida sound clip somewhere.
My point being is, it's very hard for, let's call it, people who grew up under, you know, a normal circumstance, working class... You know, I know you didn't have that, but I grew up working class, you know. When we go to the American public and we say, hey, have some empathy or have some understanding for our journey and how it's kind of knocked us around. Mm. I'm not putting you on the court of public opinion because I don't think you shouldn't be on trial. Mm. You know what I mean?
We do. We think you should be.
Yeah.
Now,
guilty.
Guilty.
Put him in the chair.
Yeah, put him in the cage and beat him.
Yeah, tie him to a bed.
Yeah, get his mom here. Come on. I don't know if you could, obviously you could tell I had to cut because, I mean, it does feel like it's mostly Corey because I did trim down a lot of Billy Corgan because he's so wordy with his goddamn questions. It's like, get to the fucking point already.
But I see where people do that to you. Mm. And, I know from my own experiences when I have tried to go to the American public and say, hey, cut me a little slack, give me a little bit of wiggle room. You know, I'm just a human being here. You know, I play vampire on TV, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm, you know, I still got to get up and like navigate whatever the
this is.
I still got to be able to look myself in the mirror in the morning
and
put my pants on one leg at a time.
And, you know, you can take this or not, but I mean, you know, I was born a weirdo. You're born a bit of a weirdo. You know what I mean? We're like,
wake up in the morning and look at my mirror pants and put them on one leg at a time. And I'm like, there I am. There I am.
And then look at
my mirror pants and put on a different pair of pants.
I look at my mirror pants and jump right into them.
And then I look at my mirror jacket and head out the door.
And yell at my wife.
Duquesne, Florida, catching strays because Dr. Pepper Guy just had to bust a PDF there recently. Oh, I got to watch that. I love Dr. Pepper Guy.
Florida's first PDF?
Yeah, the first one.
The only one. They finally found one.
I'm seeing this. Obama. There it is. Uke Vibes. Mike would cut the sleeves off shirt and flip hat.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Flip hat? What's
I think
mean?
He's talking about if you had Corey's shirt and hat, you'd flip it backwards. Oh, yeah. And you'd cut the sleeves off that shirt.
Oh, yeah. I turn that hat backwards. Yeah. Cool. You got it. You figured it out. I would.
Now, I took it back for a second because I want to replay this moment where, you know, Billy Corgan's saying, hey, I'm a weirdo. I like to think that you're a weirdo as well. Now, knowing Corey Feldman, do you think he's just going to even in jest, even in the way of like saying it's not a pejorative, it's like, no, this is great. We're weirdos. We march to the beat of our own drum.
I think he's going to say Corey Haim was molested.
Look myself in the mirror in the morning
and
put my pants on one leg at a time.
And, you know, you can take this or not, but I mean, you know, I was born a weirdo. You're born a bit of a weirdo. You know what I mean? We're like, we are just who we are.
Yeah, I go with eccentric, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not he's not kidding. That's the low servile answer. That's the like, you can't even call me a weirdo, not even in passing.
I'm a creep. I'm eccentric.
Obama.
E-Rock hopped up out of bed, turned my swag on, put my mirror pants on, and said, what's up?
Hey.
Thank you.
So my point is having said all these things and explored all these things, what would you like people to understand is the most important thing that you want them to understand? I've gone after what I wanted to understand, and you've been very transparent. I appreciate you for that. But what do you want people to understand?
I guess that it's all authentic. It's all real. What you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. I don't play games. I don't put on phony personas. I don't play a character. You know, the love that you see in my heart is pure.
Now, I want to pause this for a second. I want you to really take in what he's saying here to this, you know, it's a standard question. Like, what do you want to take away from, like, your persona, your art, whatever? And he's really he's coming back to the, again, almost to like his truth, almost to like his truth answer before of like, I can't tell lies, only honesty. I'm just authentic. I'm me. I want you to keep that in mind because we're finally almost at the end of this. Keep that answer in mind when we get to the very end of this interview, because the very end of this interview is one of my favorite things ever involving Corey Feldman. Just when you keep it in regards to what he's saying right here to this question. Navy 4181, Billy Corgan, Corey, this is a hit story, and if you let me, I will take it down to Stephen King's studio and make it a number one bestseller. No, man, I want to do it on my own.
Obama!
Jameson and Jack, so him yelling at his band is generic. I don't, what do you mean?
Authentic, I think he means.
Oh, I gotcha. I took it back just a little bit, but let me play this through.
What you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. I don't play games. I don't put on phony personas. I don't play a character. You know, the love that you see in my heart is pure. The anger that you feel is justified.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain is weathered. But I'm still here.
Right.
And I plan to still keep doing what I do until God chooses to remove me from the scene.
It's almost hard for people to navigate living in a culture of falsehood that there are people who are actually real people.
Authentic, yeah.
Authentic.
It's hard.
Yep, real people.
And I guess, you know, I did...
It's like reminiscent of like Almost Famous. Like, hey, just real Topeka people,
real
man.
Real Topeka people.
This lamp is real. You're real.
This bedazzled hat is real. Why didn't real you put your people ponytail every day through it?
These platform shoes are real.
Yeah.
And Dell's podcast is part of this launch of the new single and the tour... Low Serve Ill, by the way. go get your tickets.
Loserville?
Loserville. That's the name of the tour. You know, like, we're going to give you a low serve and it's going to be ill. Anyway, so.
Even
Wait, Billy... why isn't he explaining the real name?
No, it's... And Billy Corgan has no idea what he's talking
Billy
about.
Billy Corgan doesn't know what he's talking about. He's genuinely confused about the name.
Low serve ill.
Ukvives, did you guys really have R.L. Stine on the show? No, he wouldn't come on the show. He was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Never meet your heroes.
That's going to be all over the country. You can get tickets, VIP tickets at my website.
I saw the tour dates. That's a big tour.
Or you can come get VIP tickets only at my website, which is not being advertised on the Live Nation.
See, he's already getting into it by the end here. He just had this, like, he even, like, took his voice down as he was like, hey, authenticity is important. Just real love, real emotion, real art. And now he's talking about the fucking VIP tickets, and he's even mentioning, like, he's annoyed clearly that Live Nation won't put that on the website.
Why
he has to put
Live
on his
Nation
website.
Put the thing I have they give no cut to them for.
Does he bring up the box set?
Mike, give it a moment.
Jesus.
No.
You watch this before?
CoreyFeldman.net. That's the place where you can come and get
it. You didn't get .com? Somebody stole it from
you? Nah, somebody stole it. Yeah. Squatters. You know how that goes.
I've been there.
But I was trying to get to the end of this.
Sorry.
Now I forgot where I was going. What was
God forbid somebody interrupts Corey.
Right. Wait. Selfless, shameless self-promotion.
Shameless self-promotion mixed with authenticity.
Right. Of course. The authenticity is I am a workaholic.
Yep.
I love helping people.
Of course.
And I get pure joy out of enlightening others.
You'll never work in this town again.
If I can prevent somebody else from having to experience pain that I've already struggled through because they're willing to listen and not too bullheaded to think, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about, but you know, they actually take the time to listen, hopefully I can save them some pain, some heartache, and help people who need that and are ready for that help.
Yeah.
But what we can give is the gift of enlightenment and entertainment
this
to help
is real
soothe
shit.
The rough days that we all have to live through. And
last thing. You didn't choose to be an actor.
No.
Right? So what do you choose to do now?
Write beautiful music and inspire.
Awesome. Yep. Thank you.
So they tried
to have it. Should I play this real quick?
Shameless
self-promotion.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, should I fucking...
I love that.
Just real music, man. Speaking of real music. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. He's given, like, 2 fucking hours to plug shit, and then he waits till the fucking show ends to pull the fucking box
out
from behind his chair.
A lot of successful YouTubes do that.
And it's almost done as, like, a Marvel post-credit scene, kind of. Because, clearly was it. Like, it was over. And, you know, like, Billy Corgan probably wanted to end it on that, like... You know, he kind of had this poignant question because Corey kept saying, like, I didn't choose this. So he's like, all right, you know, what did you choose? And it's like, there you go. And he's like, all right, well, what about the, when can I?
Your name is Mud if you don't put my box set in the. Yeah, we...
No, I think it felt like a good ending, Corey. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, I'll say you touched me and you got raped. Unless you.
I cannot breathe.
I'll say you were gay. I love that we have it, by the way. Shout outs to Eric, to E-Rock. Duquesne. Mike called it so hard. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because that's because Mike knows Corey. We know Corey here, so we know where it's going.
Well, especially this era. This is a very, like, always talk about the box set, like, period of Corey's time.
He didn't choose to be an actor.
No.
Right? So what do you choose to do now?
Write beautiful music and inspire.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's over.
We have it.
It's over, right?
Should I?
Oh, yeah.
Play this real quick?
Shameless
self-promotion. This is my box set.
Oh,
it is available
God.
Only at CoreyFeldman.net. It comes with 4 CDs.
Listen to the voice change so quick, too. Like, even if you like him, how do you get to the end of this and not second guess every little moment that he's had that you maybe thought was genuine? It's all about the fucking box set. I love Jeff's doing it. Jeff's doing Corey's still right now, and he has the box set. And he mentions a bunch of, well, maybe not a bunch of stuff we don't have, but I mean, I think he does mention the hologram.
Should I
oh, yeah.
play this real quick?
Shame.
Shameless self-promotion. This is my box set. It is available only at CoreyFeldman.net. It comes with 4 CDs, 2 DVDs, a documentary about how I got into the music industry.
Yeah, look, he has to read the back.
On the back.
We don't even have that cool sticker on the back that lists everything that's on there.
On the back, it says, make sure to plug in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, bring it up at the beginning, please.
And why, and a full 50-page.
Yeah, I wish we had that. We don't have that.
What the hell? We don't have a hologram. We don't have the details on what's in this motherfucker.
Because he took the candy out. He took the hologram out.
Yeah, CDs, no Hershey kiss.
2 DVDs, a documentary about how I got into the music industry and why, and a full 50-page color magazine that looks like a teen magazine, with a pair of Wayfarer-style sunglasses and some musical picks.
He's really losing steam.
I like how even he's like, oh, my God, is this what's in the fucking box set?
Those glasses are so uncomfortable, by the way. I can like almost never wear them.
Backstage passes, all kinds of fun stuff. Box set, new album, Love Left 2.
It's not new.
Point one.
There you have it.
Awesome. I like that they left that in there. Like, what knocks everything over?
Yeah, and even Billy's like,
all right, there we go. I guess it was about the box set. So, yeah, I mean, that was quite a journey. Thank you, everyone, for coming along the Billy Corgan.
Are we even going to have a part two? This is kind of like a big part one again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're not done yet, though, but I do want to play a quick... we got a video sent from E-Rock. Hold on, where was it? So it's not really a break. Like, we're going to hang for this, and we'll talk about a few more things before we're done. But, yeah, we're not going to take, like, a traditional break and do a traditional part two because, yeah, I knew it was going to go long because I could only trim it down to, like, 48 minutes, and I was like, this could take forever. But it was worth it, and we had to do the Jim and Them nitpicks.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Do I have that video he sent me? Where the hell is it? Oh, yeah, here it is. Take a quick we'll just take a quick gander.
How could they not be the greatest? They still standing strong even though when Corey erased us. Their presence is congratulated. New to the goons, we just glad that you made it. Their best is yet to come, we just glad that you waited. Shout out to the OGs, we know that you native. Here's hoping that you know just how happy you made us. Talking about them boys coming straight out of Vegas. Use this gospel for Jim and them. Protect them, Feldman. All the goons are a blessing. If Bupac Shakur, we put our faith. Kings of the podcast are demons. We whoop their ass. Corey's angels, they won't last. And Dr. Pepper guy, we put our faith. Inflated egos, we done damaged those. And then my arrogance took a trophy pose. PayPal scammy box sets and front goes. Your old grandma looking ass when the camera close. From the channel lost grew a rose. They give you hate talk, we give you faith talk. Half grinding on the rail, life's a skate park. Punking Corey on the daily is a cakewalk.
Lost Boys guy for the podcast.
Shout out.
Feldman has self.
Thank you, dude. Thank you, E-Rock. Always in the booth. Thank you, Roxy, I believe, put the video together. Cowards. And thank you to the Piscord for putting together the Jim and Themule.
Get on the Piscord.
Now, do we want to take a look at Corey's Twitter, or do we want to take a look at...
Wait, do we want to what?
Do we want to...
It's time to look at Corey's Twitter!
Or do we want to take a Feld break and take a look at Chet Hanks' new music video?
Ooh, wow. Wow, how do I choose? It's like one of my own children.
Yeah, right?
Who lives, who dies?
Right?
I mean, I'm such a fucking tired of Corey, so maybe a little bit of Chet Hanks.
Now, this Chet Hanks, I wasn't sure at first. Now, if this is like a band, but I guess he is in the band. If people that don't remember or know who Chet Hanks is, it's Tom Hanks' son. Actually, we should hear White Boy Summer real quick.
Yeah, White Boy Summer.
White Boy Summer, which is a legitimate banger.
We had been talking about Chet Hanks, too, for like 4 years before White Boy Summer came out.
Yeah, we've been talking about Chet Hanks for forever. Where's the music video, though?
Has it been erased? Has it been eradicated?
I mean, we are on the cusp of another White Boy Summer.
Where is it, yeah, Jim?
I was going to say, do you not agree?
I mean, I feel like I'm on the cusp of a White Boy Summer, but I'm on the cusp of a Tan Boy Summer, so I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, but you're still a white boy.
Thanks, bro.
Oh, here it is. Okay, so yeah, just a refresher course on Tom Hanks's... would you take Chet Hanks over, was it Colin Hanks is the other one?
I liked Colin Hanks for a long time, but he's kind of been gone for a while. I feel like Chet Hanks is the new Colin Hanks.
Good. I swear to God, man, as soon as you get a bag, these bitches want to take it from you.
Take it.
Fuck it. Yeah. Huh. Fuck it. Turn it up, the beat on my headphones.
Song with no chorus. Song with no chorus.
White boy summer. I met a
bad little shorty. Huh?
He's the antithesis. He's a joke and embraces.
Yeah, he is doing what Corey should do.
Yeah, like every interview I've had with him, he's like the coolest guy.
Yeah, he just leans into it.
White boy summer. I met a bad little shorty on the powder dance. Getting to the bag like it was her only chance. Rich bitch, known to run up them bands. Said fuck it, then she went and made her only fans. Hot boy, white boy summer. Got your favorite Instagram bitch, DM in her number. Woo. Hit the strip club of Mike Thunder. Woo. She let me beat it, I'm the white boy wonder. Bad gal, white dandada. Rude boy, it's a white boy summer. Bad gal, white dandada. Rude boy, it's a white boy
Tatiana's all out, but just an undeniable thing.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, him and Corey do have it in common of like loving Jamaican culture, apparently. With Nut Duddy Up, and I mean, Nut Duddy Up remix featuring Chet Hanks would go hard.
Oh yeah, Nut Duddy Up Jamaica, dun dada.
Jameson and Jack, his father was Forrest Gump. Yeah, we know.
What?
We know.
Jameson Jack has gotten too drunk at this point. All his things are
Are you just making a joke like his dad was retarded? Or, I mean, am I missing something? Or do you think you're filling us in on Tom Hanks? Let me see if I can fix the...
Jim, you know that that list that Corey made of all the movies for the Goonies... Yeah, Corey's not wrong. One of the guys from the Goonies is in the movie, Jim.
Oh, true.
Wait, in what movie?
Never mind. I was making.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
I get what you're saying. Yeah, no, I hear you're saying. So now, but the thing is, with this, I only watched a piece of it because I wanted to save for the show. But I also wasn't sure if this was Chet Hanks' music because it's from a band called Something Out West. And apparently Chet Hanks is going like the Post Malone route or something. It's all the white rapper route as like the white rap to like country pop pipeline, basically.
Mm, yeah, the wigs are out and the country boys are in.
And he does play Forrest Gump in this music video.
Oh, his dad's Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that?
It'd be great if the nurse is sitting next to him had a big fat ass.
He's been in this bad, though. This is the band we heard before, I think.
Did we? I don't remember ever seeing him in a band before.
Yeah, he had like... I think it was called Something Out West too, where he had like songs and they were like, this sucks. And then he did White Boy Summer. Like this.
Well, no, I remember his rap before. He had raps before White Boy Summer.
He wore
though.
Like a fedora hat and stuff. It was like singing.
Well, I know that he had, maybe he did that too, but he had raps. He had, it was Chet Hayes or whatever. He had like almost R&B kind of.
Hmm.
Let me see. Cause what was the Chet Hayes song? Because he had songs before. Yeah, he did have songs before White Boy Summer. Whatever. I'm not going to look for him right now. But yeah.
My bad.
You're probably going to fall into a spell like I did. You're probably going to say the same old lines that I said. She's a cold wind.
Wait, is he just the rapper in the band? Is that what he does in the band?
I'm not sure. I only listened for a second.
You better run like a devil's on your tail, like you broke out of jail, like a big storm's coming.
Oh yeah, we made this song like 80 times.
I mean, the thing is, I mourn I mourn for our culture because I'm sick of every song being like this. I'm sick of the already. I mean, I know it's not the same thing, but I love me some, you know, everybody in the bar getting tipsy.
Yeah.
But like, stop countryfying everything. I don't want that. I don't want to countryfy and hip hop it, throw your hawk in the sky, move side to side, jump to the left, stick it.
Glide.
Zigzag across the floor, shuffle and diagonal. When the drum hits, hands on your hips. One-footed, 180 twists and a zigzag. Left, right, lean it left, clap three times, clap, shake clap. It out, then you go, throw it all together, that's how we roll.
Roll so down.
Shaboozy would love you guys.
Yeah, he would. He even got his dad to be in the video. What is up with this shit?
And that's
it's very rare. They almost never like acknowledge each other.
Well, yes.
Brave of him to have Tom in the video with all the allegations and stuff. If anything, he's doing him a favor.
All the Hanks allegations. Yeah. Is he trying to rebuild his image by being in the Something Out West You Better Run music video?
Are you talking about the original White Dandata?
Yeah, that's right. You better run like a devil's on your tail, like you broke out of jail.
It's what sucks is that it is just, it's so milquetoast. It's like,
yeah, I got nothing to even say. Yeah. It's so generic.
It's like cringy because it's him, but it's not like, I mean, it's like an AI song. I mean, I know that's, we kind of, it's a go-to lately, but it's, it perfectly describes some of this music that you're like, oh yeah, I could hear this at the supermarket or whatever. Yeah.
You run out of money for the touch tunes, and this starts playing. Like, all right, we got
yeah. All right,
go.
Let's go. Yeah.
And the AI song has novelty because it's an AI song.
Exactly. Right? So you could throw in weird references and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, this is the song the worst guys you know are bumping before they head out to the out to the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girl I'm in love with, her boyfriend loves this song.
They're all pre-gaming to this before they head out to the fucking Golden Knights game or some shit. I don't know. They have another song. Yeah. Actually, I did find an old rap. Or actually, maybe he's singing on this Chet Hayes one. I think he used to do like fucking Usher type songs.
Yeah, because that guy looks familiar. The other guy. This is him?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what it is? Oh, it's before he got jacked.
Oh, he's trying to do like, who's that guy that did like Blurred Lines?
Yeah. I heard all about you. Everybody say you're trouble. He should go back to this.
Yeah, he should. And I think I'm
It's funny because this sounds and looks like a Lonely Island music video.
Yeah.
Like when they're doing it. It's like, oh, wow, they really nailed that look and sound, but it's a goofy version of it.
Yeah, that is a perfect way to describe
this. This will grow on us in weeks' time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what, Max Murder? I will be like, you better run. Yeah, we're like, oh, that was great, dude.
No, I'll be going around going, do it better. Break it down, you bring it up, you touch your toe. And you're the baddest girl around and you let everybody
know. You got that heat, you on fire, you got that swag, you got that gold. Chet Hanks with hair is not for me. You move and girl, let's go.
All right, whatever. Well, let me see. What's his other Somewhere Out West song? Or Something Out West. Leaving Hollywood. Do they have a music video too? Outlaw.
Yeah, this one's gonna be good.
What is this? What is the countrifying of America? In the morning, you'll be gone. Is it because Trump's back? Is that why country was already coming? But was that the precursor to Trump coming back?
I don't think country boys are like. I don't. This type of country boy is like lib.
No, but what I'm saying, well, I don't know about that. Maybe
912 people are listening to Jim recount who he don't throw down. 18 years of Jim and them culminated in this. We've made it.
Thank you, Pins. Appreciate it. You know, you're right. That hoedown, throwdown, breakdown, that was for the old school real ones.
Tom should have been in White Boy Summer with Wilson.
If people want to try it, I mean, not to just give you more reasons to give us money. I do have it's in the process of being set up, our super tip. I didn't want to do it during the interview because I knew we had a lot to get through. But there's a Corey Feldman AI voice you can use. The only thing is they haven't updated the sample. I want the sample to, it's this, because another show, Perry Caravello uses it, I guess. And we're using his sample on our link. But I'll put the link in the chat if anyone's interested.
Yeah, you're all packed up and leaving Hollywood. So he's been country.
Yeah.
It's kind of just throwing stuff at a wall, it seems like. And some of it's sticking.
Yeah, just kind of going with the ocean.
Man, I miss White Boy Summer, bro.
Yeah. Would never last.
Shit's fucking boring.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Go back to being a goofy weirdo that does Jamaican accents.
Yeah, where's the white dentata?
Little dark bar in L.A. Yeehaw. Honey, I know how to take some time. You can't be singing country to your black queens.
Is this going to kick in, you think, or is it going to be this the whole time?
It'll do this song's version of kicking in.
Pretty mild.
It'll be that, like, third chorus kick in.
He's doing a wheelie. He can't help himself.
Is this because everyone moved out of California and moved to Texas after COVID? Is that why everything's country now?
What?
You didn't hear about the influx of Californians in Texas, Mike?
No, I didn't. I'll look it up.
Obama. 2 seconds of this is still better than Corey.
Agreed. I guess I'll listen. Well, not better than Ascension Millennium or Evil.
Yeah, come on.
Or Evil Ascension Millennium. Otherwise known as the Ascension Millennium Remix. In the morning, she'll be gone for good. All right, yeah, no, I can't even listen anymore Obama. Of this.
If Tractor Supply Company sold a soundtrack album.
Thank you, Year Old Shoes. Yeah, no, it's fucking garbage. I mean, but it's garbage in the worst way because it's not even like it's. I'm going to forget about it in a second. I am longing, now that we're hearing Leaving Hollywood, I'm longing for the days of You Better Run. their other song we heard.
You better run back to Hollywood.
Dude, if you put a gun in my mouth and said, like, I will fucking blow your brains out if you don't tell me the name of the song that you just heard, I'd be fucking dead, bro. It'd be done. I could not have pulled that name out in a million years.
Let me see here. I don't know if we have enough time to cover Tom Does Disney. But
we should wait. For something like that, I want to give real time.
Yeah, yeah. Because I did want to get into Tom Does Disney, but I think we're going to have to save that. So let's just take a look at Corey's Twitter before we finish up. We might as well.
We're going to what?
What are we going to do? We're going to...
It's time to look at Corey's Twitter!
One second. Let me get it queued up here for the chat.
Great. Now we only have 850 live viewers. Nothing.
Yeah. Thanks, Chet Hanks.
We're crap.
Where the hell was it? Oh, here it is. You better run
back to Hollywood. And now I'm conflating the two.
Actually, there was a few good things here. So
it's time to look at Corey's Twitter.
And we were talking about this on the Discord. Maybe we even mentioned this last week. This one might have come up last week, but I want to touch on it again. Because Dan Bradford's like, I heard there was a petition to sign. I'll sign it. And again, I can't tell if that's actually a legit question or if that's just one of us trying to get him to talk about it. And he says, you know, it seems like the petition was actually started by them as a sick joke. And then so someone, Frank Sheeran, again, who I don't know if this is a real person or if it's one of us, he says, make a petition yourself so we can all sign it. We love your movies, Stand By Me, Goonies. Hope your family's safe from these disgusting monsters who are funded by Hollywood to keep you down for speaking the truth. Love you, buddy.
Thanks, Unit 731 denier.
Yeah, wait, what's
like the Japanese version of like Holocaust.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Unless I'm way off. I think that's when they were like sewing kids together and shit.
Yeah, wait, what was it called? Unit
731. Unless I'm way off, but
we don't need
unit.
To dig into that.
I just want to see what
that's
it is.
What everyone says, Mike. You're part of the problem. That's why Japan denies it.
Yeah, don't be part of the problem, Mike.
Yeah, be part of the solution.
All right,
the final all right, solution. You guys,
the final solution. Damn it,
we gotta eradicate all Japanese. Just kidding. I love the Japanese. My favorite Jay. Japanese.
Oh yeah. Actually, someone did send. Oh, is it not working?
Fuck.
No, I was just looking at the thing because I wasn't sure if the Feldman thing was going to play. But either way, I appreciate
your words. However, my creating a petition would actually give them the attention they so badly crave. If someone in the hashtag FeldFam creates a serious petition, I'll sign it and share it. But I can't be the guy. First of all, that makes no sense. Second of all, I don't think he's...
Yeah, those are the same. Those are identical. Yeah.
And I don't think he signed the other petition. The
of course
one...
he didn't. He wouldn't... Why on earth would he take any time out of his day to do something like that?
If someone in my fellow family... Yeah, I just reread that. If someone created a serious petition, like the one you lambasted her for.
And then, I hear you, brother. Sorry you're dealing with all this. Reach out if I can be of service in any way. By the way, just hit 7 months sober. Check out my YouTube channel. Jesus.
Oh, shut up.
Imagine Corey hitting this guy up.
Obama.
Do not look into Unit 731. It's a lie. Carry on.
Senpai, who's
thank
also
you,
Japanese.
Senpai. And then let me see. What else did we have here? Yeah. Hey, Corey, I'm struggling with doubt and sin, and I was wondering if you can pray for me. Because I have no one to talk to. Now, this is from Dennis Michael Miller. This is important because he says, I will pray for you, even though your name is Dennis Miller, a man who deserves little empathy.
This is a crazy one. I saw this one in the first
time. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because it's like, wait, we finally pieced it together, but yeah.
It's so insane. But you are obviously not him, LOL. Have no fear. God forgives those who repent. Hopefully your sins are not outside of the Ten Commandments. If you broke any of those, I would suggest going to your place of worship and joining a ministry or something of equal importance. God bless.
Is this an AI? What is happening right
yeah.
now?
Good evening, this cowards.
It's so funny you had to throw in the fucking, the, even though your name is Dennis Miller, a piece of shit that deserves nothing but hell.
Well, and I've never
everything
been,
about this.
I've never been guilty of greed or envy.
Good evening, cowards.
Another man's wife. If you did that, you're fucked. Because whatever version of Christianity I'm into is very strict on Ten Commandments.
This entire tweet is baffling from top to bottom. It's like three types of different baffling.
I love that even the guy has to be like, even though he like a mere 20 minutes ago, he's like, I'm struggling with doubt and sin. Can you please help me? And then, but now he has to be like, do you mean Dennis Miller, the comedian?
Yes, I'm sure you've heard it your whole life, asshole. Like, he even kind of gets yeah. it. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard it your whole life. He's like, no, he's yeah. not that big.
Yes, I'm sure you've heard it your whole life, but he's not a nice person. Very bitter and angry his whole life. So be grateful that you're not him. He may not have game. Oh, fame, I guess he means. He may not have fame and fortune right now, but those things never made him happy. So count your blessings. That's how I remain positive, by staying grateful for everything that I get in this world. That's all not true. And it's like weird. That's projecting. I mean, the Dennis Miller stuff could be true. The stuff about Corey's not true. And oh, I never knew that about him. Was he like that when you guys were filming Bordello
Wait,
Blood?
They keep talking?
Yeah. Yeah. When you're filming Bordello Blood together? Yes, very much so.
No, can you still pray for me?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that environment either. I used to like him. I thought he was funny. But after you said that, I wouldn't want to work with him either. All right, Dennis Michael Miller.
Yeah.
Crazy you, Meatball crazy 69.
I was in Crazy Meatball 69. Did you see it?
It is his description under his name is Xbox Gamer. Hell yeah. What is Sour Party, by the way? Hashtag the birthday. Hashtag going viral. Hashtag Sour Party.
Wait, where are you seeing that?
That's the Corey Feldman's description.
Oh. Oh,
oh,
I didn't even see that over
out?
There.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. We watched the trailer for that. That's the one with the two girls in it, I think.
Ooh, the comfortable shorts.
When he's the cult leader.
You mean Dennis Miller the comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
Let's see. Oh, so this, we have Heather.
She's back.
Heather Don May here.
Happy
now,
birthday, Heather.
Someone was doing this thing, and apparently their account got suspended. I guess HDM had it done. They just kept doing this thing where it was kind of funny. I don't know if it was a crazy person or a real person. They would reply, and they're doing it to other celebrities as well. They would go into whoever was tweeting at that celebrity and be like, hey, on behalf of Corey Feldman, we love you and thank you so much for reaching out. And they just
that's so good.
It's just like, I don't know, it was a silly thing because I think they actually tagged me in one as well. So I do think they were kind of goofing. They were just commenting to other people in his feed being like, hey, on behalf of Corey Feldman, thank you so much for reaching out. We love that you're a fan. Just shit like that. And then Heather had to be like, I don't know you, and I've noticed you replying to many on Corey's behalf. You never have permission to speak on Corey's behalf. Only Corey can speak for himself. Hashtag everybody. Only listen to Corey as he can speak for himself. That's
I
what,
love how often she uses hashtag everybody.
That's our favorite thing.
Everybody.
She's going to hear us talk about it. She's going to stop doing it. Please don't stop doing it. We love it.
I'm going to start every tweet I ever do with on behalf of Corey Feldman.
And then Corey replied to her replying to that guy and said, thanks, Heather. If you look at his page, he seems to do this with multiple celebrities. I guess he sees himself as some sort of ambassador. Which is appreciated if it's innocent, but please understand there are many people out there with nefarious intent. We see them daily, so always best to ask permission to speak for others. I've learned that the hard way.
Ooh, Detective Corey on the case, because he sees that this guy's a crazy person at best. Yeah. And he's like, it seems like he thinks he's an ambassador for us. And that's nice, unless you're part of the wolf pack.
Yeah, unless
but
you're...
Hey, ask for permission, crazy guy.
Unless you're a member of Jim and them. And then Heather fucking has a meltdown to that response. I'm beyond tired of people thinking I'm the bad one when I've only tried to help. No person can ever speak for anyone unless they are the person. Multiple accounts are what have caused 10 years of pain, and we can't just pick and choose.
Okay, Heather, reel it in. Because you're making it about you right
Yeah,
now.
Trouble in paradise. No, Heather, I never said you were bad or mean. You're amazing, and you do all you can to help and protect everyone. And you have every right to be skeptical, as do I, of these crazy accounts. I was just stating that he may be a little on the spectrum or something. So
whoa!
He may...
what?
Yeah, what?
Hey, Heather, calm down. This guy's retarded.
So he may not realize he's doing anything wrong, but it can also be some gimmick to sucker me or you into who knows what. But please don't ever assume I'm mad at you or saying you're in the wrong for defending my rights. That's why you are here as my guardian angel on social media. And I love you always. Corey, I got that account restricted that were posting many other celebs reaching out to me about their accounts. First of all, many mm-hmm. other celebs are not reaching out to her about this. No
Heather,
way.
Help. Don't worry. I'm the web mistress.
You're amazing, too. Bless you. I love you always, too. That is so sweet of you to say. You are my guardian angel, too. On all of social media.
Obama.
Didn't she contact YouTube on his behalf?
She absolutely did. Thank you, Ghost Tom. You are my guardian angel, too. Oh, yeah. Thank you. You are right to be skeptical. Much love and prayers.
Hey, DJ E-Doc.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, yeah, then we got E-Doc. I just want to see if she always has, like, multiple comments sometimes.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to take a look here. No, okay. Oh, Trouble in Paradise. Oh, yeah, Ted Bundy fan.
Big fan of the Ted Bundy fan.
Trouble in Paradise.
I love Ted Bundy fan and Unit 731 tonight.
Yeah, we love you, Ted Bundy fan. Yeah, E-Doc, why are you awake right now? Because you are.
What was the reply to that?
Got him. Take that, E-Doc.
Oh, yeah, here are all her responses that she had. Corey, you're welcome. I blocked him. I did because of his familiar IP. He didn't look up his IP.
And it's familiar in what way? What do you mean?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I know that IP.
Yeah, I know that IP anywhere. I agree if it's innocent and the person has permission, but with so many scams and fakes, people make sure to say it to me. I mean, on one hand, it's funny that, I mean, they were paranoid no matter what. Like, she was already like this.
Good evening, cowards.
But clearly, like, dealing with us has her fucking running up the wall, dude. She's even snapping at Corey, like, I'm so sick of being blamed for stuff. you know, I know so many people message me asking
cowards.
Me if you're really messaging them. So many fake profiles, fake people that claim to be you, and they mislead people so easily. I used to work behind the scenes in the past before social media. Much love to all.
Yeah, I used to play an organ in this opera.
Good evening, cowards.
I forgot about this. This is where she makes it seem like she's friends with other celebrities. I've been branded the mean person because I protect people and I love and care about all that they do and try to help. I have tons of fake profiles message me when I interact with you. Ice Cube's new song, So Sensitive. People I actually know and worked with present or in the past. So she has a picture of her with Corey.
Who is who? There's a picture of Ice Cube.
Just a picture of Ice Cube.
Yeah, but he's saying it's Ice Cube going west side to Heather Don May. She has the camera. And then Jamie
Foxx.
Great job, Heather Don May.
Yeah, do you
think?
Well,
it's an M. It's an M for May.
Yeah,
Don May.
Yeah. And then he's got a thumbs up for, like, Heather. Like, that's
good job, Heather.
Yeah, she's behind the scenes of one video, I guess.
It would be great if she ran their websites as well.
Oh.
What else do we have? Oh, someone tweeted more AI pictures at him. Hey, man, how are things? I was wondering, man, if they ever asked you, would you do a Terminator movie? Like, was action ever a favorite style of acting? What style do you think your favorite? I'm asking genuinely. I was cruel.
At Cry for Help myself. Cry Help?
I was about it as well. Just as someone who's been around dudes like you and Danny T, Cry Help, Foo. These are crazy people. They're always crazy people. And it's just AI pictures of Corey. Terminator.
Termina Frog Bros Town. Yeah, it's Terminator 70 goes to Frog Bros Town.
Oh, this is fucking broken me.
Frog Bros Town was my favorite podcast till it disbanded. Obama.
The insanity of her talking about fake profiles when she uses a shitload of bot followers.
Absolutely, Zenpai.
No, we can't accuse her of that.
But what's great is his response to that is, I've done plenty of action work in action-type films. Dream a Little Dream 2 was a caper movie.
Dream a Little Dream 2?
No, remember we learned about it in his documentary. Or A Dangerous Place where I play the bad guy. Or Legion with Rick Springfield. Lots of running around in weapons. All the Lost Boys movies, etc. No, I don't prepare differently except fight and stunt training that precedes the shooting and rehearsals. I love that's what he takes from it. It's like, what do you mean would I be an action movie? I've been in action movies. Then they just send him more AI pictures. AI must be so annoying if you're famous. Because all that's happened is like retarded people are sending you the AI photos they've made of you.
Hey, here's you, but it's like a different you. What do you think?
Would you ever wear a shirt, man?
Yeah.
Here's you if you were one of the cars from Cars. Have any thoughts?
I've been a car.
Yeah. What? Oh. Okay. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like I said, I'm out here as well, man. I'm out. He keeps saying he's out here.
Remember when the moon got that bullet in its eye? This is you if you were the moon.
Yeah.
I love you.
To the moon. 1920.
Oh, and here's him talking about this album, the Truth Movement that didn't say Corey Feldman on it. Apparently, it's some sort of electronic album.
Oh, it doesn't say his name on it.
Yeah.
Egg on our face.
He says it's his. My proudest musical achievement to date. Ironically, not a single top 40 hit on the album, but it's by and large my best work. It's to my music as the birthday is to my film catalog. The album is close to perfect, but it's eclectic, not for everyone. And then someone says, not a single top 40 hit. The thing's so bad that I hated, even though I'm deaf. And he said, you are deaf. You are deaf. Because this is a beautiful soundscape of amazing artistry from some of the most talented musicians in the entire world. So either you hear you have awful taste and lack of perception, or you are in fact deaf. In which case, you are forgiven. I love how he has to be like,
in which case, you're forgiven.
You know what?
Wait a minute. Because he's like, wait a minute. Maybe he's not trying to own me and he's just deaf. I don't know. I have to protect myself.
It's hard to tell Corey fans because it might just be a guy that's deaf. That, this thing's so bad, I hate it. It's just you as a robot. Would you ever be a robot?
I've been a robot a million times.
The problem with him tweeting about that album is like it's important to him, but he forgot to put hashtag everybody, so
no one
saw the tweet.
Yeah. What's awesome too is Jeff shared this tweet earlier in the Piscord. We didn't even make this connection, but all that shit went down with Corey and Zen and like him on Instagram and the petition that we fucked up Tutu Day last Saturday. He usually has an announcement or something on Tutu Day.
He always has something.
But he was
going
dealing
on.
With the fallout of Jim and them. So he's like, hi, fam. Checking in to say I hope y'all had a great Tutu Day. For those who have been around these parts for a while know, I always have big drops or announcements lined up for the Tutus of each month throughout the year. But this month, I have none. The reason for that is my personal life's been traumatic and debilitating for an artist to get work done. So my apologies for the letdown, but rest assured, I'll surely make it up for next month on 422. As the next best thing to 222 is 422, because that means it's for me as I'm 22.
Wait, is this one of his retarded fans? I cry help. Danny T said, cry help. I like to think this is a joke answer too, because it says looking number four ward the NX tour.
Yeah, looking. It's gotta be from Thruple official, from Thruple at Thruple Love.
All these people are verified, by the way. Every single person is just text or verified. Every crazy person is verified that he talks to.
I don't know why stupid I'm sorry if you've donated on the super tip page. I don't know why it's not playing. I can't even play it from the page. I'll play those on the next show though, because I'll be able to replay them. But yeah, my bad.
We got them.
Yeah, we got their ass.
Finally.
which is weird because it worked when I did a test the other night, but now it's not working.
I blame the guy that was doing pig puns or whatever.
Yeah, the pig pun guy broke them. And then, yeah, real quick.
I like how he made one big pun that I cracked up at, and he's like, all right, everybody, time if I could lock in. Time for big puns until this fucker breaks.
Yeah, what is going on under this? Are you getting to that?
Well, this was a great one before we finish up here, is because a response to him talking about the 2-2s and the only thing better than a 2-2, a 2-2-2 is a 4-2-2, because that's... For me,
I'm Jim, 22. Don't do it.
Someone's like, hey, look, I love and look forward to your posts, my bro, but I have to be honest, sometimes I find some of them a bit hard to read when you try to cram in all your posts, so few letter allowance, meaning some letters are left out. And now he always replies to these, but then all of a sudden doesn't do capitals. Like, it is like a genius troll, I suppose. I don't ever leave anything out. I simply modify and shorten the amount of characters. Some I do with numbers instead of letters. Try it sometime. It's actually quite efficient and effective for this platform. Or I should say platform. And he did the four.
Yeah.
And then he did letter C, how that works. And then whoever the fuck Blue Island Comics is, even Nerbert the Nerd Puppet gets it. Use hashtags instead of letters. It's totally fine to do.
And then, yeah, he just
and then he says,
that says two daughters. I only see one. What?
Close. My system's unique and makes it literally independently and instantly distinguishable from any imposter, because only I know every intricacy of my true type style cheat code. Therefore, giving me a personal voice in a sea of zeros and ones. Now, I could give him the benefit of the doubt, and he's goofing there. Is he in on the bit, Mike?
I think he's totally serious.
Mike's exhausted with this. He's like, I can't.
I'm exasperated right now. Yeah, I don't have anything left to give.
Mike's like, I can't take any more of this. Sometimes I do feel like he bits, so I think he might be bitten. But then again, maybe he does think he has a super secret code to keep imposters from getting on his social media.
I'm going to go into the Discord later, and it's just going to be a fucking screenshot. No Justice, No Peace is going to have 40 screenshots of me just being like,
And then
this man is really walking us through text efficiency.
Yeah, he is, Max. Thank you, dude. And Goldbricker himself did get through and said, speaking of podcasts, because he tweeted about being on the Billy Corgan podcast, did you ever return that Gizmo Funko Pop to Howie Mandel? Because that's something we talked about in our commentary. We're like, there's no way he's going to like replace it for him. Not only did I gave him one of my personal collection and autographed it per his request. I always keep my word. And I love that Goldbricker then tagged Howie Mandel and said, can you confirm this is true?
That's great. Good job. Doug.
We're just trying to post him up. Like, are you sure? I don't believe you, because he probably didn't.
What he thought he did is he's like, I'm going to give you this Funko Pop that's worth way more to me in one of my classic outfits from another Doug Funko rules. Pop.
And then, yeah, I just want to do a couple palate cleansers. Let's fucking cleanse. We can't just leave you with Feldman taste on your mouth.
A lady exploded.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're gonna look at a fight or a someone dying.
A baby got hit by a car and then was driving the car.
Well, one thing for Mike. Wait, hold on.
You're gay.
Yeah, yeah. What, take that.
Captchas are all based on Feldman tweets.
That's true. Captchas are based on Feldman tweets.
Yeah, one thing for Mike, you're off the show. We hate you. You're not friends with us anymore.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Now, Mike, I never really watched it. I'd take peeks here and there, but I know Mike and Mike and Jake really liked Happy Endings.
Yeah. Oh, I loved Happy Endings.
What happened to your girl on Happy Endings, dude? They're fucking roasting her in the media.
Oh, because she has a fucked up face now?
Well, she looks all weird now.
Well, yeah. It was crazy. They said Scrub Star. Was she in like season 8?
She was in that season that like no one liked. It was the one when the show ended, but they tried to bring it back with younger
where,
people.
Yeah, he'd do like the voiceover at the end. It was from that. Yeah, she looks crazy now.
Which, on one hand, it's like, she's in her 40s. Leave her alone.
No, but she looks like.
She does look kind of,
Halloween like, costume crazy now. Like, she looks like what you do if you wanted to make yourself look crazy in a show.
Well, I think that's like Ozempic, because that's like Ariana Grande looks like that now, too.
Yeah, could it be? Well, but I keep coming back to Chadwick Boseman when everyone's like, this guy looks fucking weird. And then he died a month later. And I'm like, oh, shit. All right. I guess he had cancer.
Yeah, she's snorting cancer.
Snorty sitcom star looked unrecognizable as she hit the red carpet.
Obama.
Mike probably feels like Corey's tour manager right now.
Wait, why? Why, Jason?
That's probably from like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, when you're just exasperated.
Yeah.
Well, and she has a bunch of like retarded tattoos you get when you're on drugs.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice she has like weird
symbols all over and like a dot on her
like
shoulder.
Collarbone tattoos and shit.
Yeah, she looks unrecognizable. Yeah. Jim, pull up a picture of what she looked like before.
Yeah, they actually might have it in this. Let me let this play for a second. I think they have some pictures on
she hit the red carpet. Can you tell who it is? The actress, who's now 43, attended the premiere of Netflix series The Residence 15 years after appearing
there
Scrubs.
She is.
Have you
so that's her in 2011.
I never would have known it was her.
Yeah, it's got to be wild though when you're
Obama.
Kind of hard to watch this week without that red or yellow arrow pointing at Jeff the whole time. Missing the shape times.
Thank you, Your Old Shoes. That is pretty good. When you look at her when she's at this premiere, she's doing the things you do like when you're on the carpet where you're like serving looks. It's got to be tough because she's probably thinking like, yeah, fucking get it. Let's go. And then you go home at like 2 hours later and everyone's like, who the fuck is that zombie? What's that mummy
did
doing?
Did anyone get bitten by that ghoul? Has anyone been infected? She's like, that's just me. I'm an actress.
The Residence, 15 years after appearing in Scrubs. Have you figured out who it is yet? It's Eliza Coop, who starred in the last two seasons of the hit US sitcom in 2009 and 2010, where she played Denise Jo Mahoney, an intern turned resident at Sacred Heart Hospital. Her character won over fans with her witty and outspoken nature. Eliza looked very different from her time on the show as she walked the red carpet in a plunging dress and a pair of black knee-high boots with her tattoos.
Now, is this where people would, like the White Knights would come out and be like, it's just makeup, it's a bad makeup job, or it's bad lighting? Because remember when we went in, I mean, RIP our old channel, when we had our Lisa Turtle video, because Lisa Turtle looked fucked up. And everyone was like, it's the lighting, it's makeup, you fools. And it's like, I don't think so.
And she died from makeup like a year later.
Well, also, we're watching a news article about how she looks unrecognizable.
Yeah, very true.
I loved her in Barbarian.
Oh! Yeah, get her ass. That's a good one.
On display. Eliza has now landed a role in mystery drama series The Residence. She plays Marjorie Bay Bix in the series based on the White House staff residence and the lives that the workers share with the First Family.
Is that Jason Lee?
God, I miss this shit.
Oh, here's her. My response to all the bad press and wildly altered photos. We watched a video, lady.
Yeah, that was video.
Of me floating around the internet. You are also consistently ridiculous. Thank you for making me laugh. XOXO. That's the Wojak with the the smiling mask and the crying eyes behind it.
And behind it's a weird ghoul.
I mean, I guess on her, she doesn't look, when she's on her social media, she doesn't look as decrepit.
Yeah, when she puts on filters.
So,
covers her chest. Something.
It does look like a complete, like, if you showed me this video, though, I also would be like, who is that?
Yeah, and this is a different, completely different person.
This is with, I've got the camera up here. Okay, it's all about lighting and angles. I've got the camera up here. I've got lights all on the, what is it called? It's called a ceiling. We got there. Of this trailer. And then I'm going to just show you, because this is no filter, beautiful. The makeup is amazing. You know, got all this fucking fake hair. Everything's great,
good
right?
Beep.
We're just going to slide down here. Hi, I'm 1,000 years old.
Yeah, that is a rough angle.
I love this so much.
Yeah, but she's saying, like, hey, remember when I was standing on that red carpet with perfect lighting meant for pictures to be taken? That's similar to when I lay on the side of my head and make a ghoul.
Yeah, it's similar to my front-facing camera when I'm laying down.
When I go like this, that's very similar to me walking the runway for cameras.
Well, and how about this, Premiere? Why don't you get good makeup?
That's true. Why don't you get like the makeup done, your hair did, bring the filters with you?
Premiere, more like needs a mirror.
Yeah.
Another palate cleanser. Did you see the guy doing the dickish driving and then saved it?
Yeah.
It's really annoying when people have videos like this when they're driving like fucking assholes and usually endangering everyone.
Yeah.
But it's impressive that this guy was able to pull this off.
Get the fuck over.
I love that. Yeah, I love the guy in the passenger seat is like pissed because he's in the death seat anyways.
Yeah, he's
the
like, I don't care if you just did something cool, motherfucker. I pull the fuck over.
The dudes in the back though are like, yeah, this is awesome. This rules. Actually, because yeah, if we take it back, because it is like point of view from the back seat. He does. He almost hits a car, like a minivan, as he's like whipping down the freeway.
Yeah, and then hits the shoulder, but spins out.
Yeah, he
spins
swerves.
Out, like catches himself from behind, and then like overcorrects back forward.
Yeah, yeah, he spins out, but yeah, ends up pulling a full 360 because he's looking backwards, but then he zips back around.
Yeah, I'd be pissed if I was like with that guy.
I do love this moment though, because someone like drives by and the dude filming.
Yo, that was crazy.
Thumbs up sign.
I follow your channel, man. Good shit.
Yo, that was crazy. Oh, thank you, Dean Jacobs. Really appreciate it. Thank you for the super chat. And actually, there was a. These are just quick palate cleansers, just before as we finish up. Oh, did you see the lady that was going to kill herself for being called a hoe by her dad?
No.
She's like a security guard or some shit.
You a nasty. You just a nasty bitch. Like, the fuck? You want your life back because you want to suck random dicks. Bitch, I know five niggas that hit you.
I love doing this to my daughter.
Say it all to me. Say the same shit.
Yeah, while you're driving her to work. There's nothing better than going into work but getting...
Wait, this is the dad to his daughter?
I assume because she's like, you're my father.
And then he just puts it on Instagram?
Yeah, it's like on his stories.
Yeah, live.
Oh, you were going to fuck say it in, Mila.
No, I wasn't. Me not even my fucking
time. Whatever.
He's a hoe.
You want to be a hoe?
Leave me alone.
You, please. Alice, everybody.
Leave me alone!
Crazy ass.
Fucking good. That's not gonna fucking work. Fucking stressed
out.
I'm so sick of this shit.
You getting mad
because
you a hoe and I put it out there?
No fucking hoe.
You is a hoe.
I'm sick of
you.
You is
a hoe.
You're a hoe.
Hey. Put that gun down.
Okay.
It's wild to just all of a sudden pull a gun out of the fucking the glove.
And say you're gonna kill yourself. Jesus Christ. But I mean, this guy is like insufferable.
Yes.
It's like the worst guy.
Yeah. Because I thought it was just going to be a hop out the door, like hop out the car door on the freeway. But it's like, no, I'm just going to kill. This is like something in a Tim and Eric sketch or something. Or not Tim and Eric. Like a Tim Robbins sketch where he's just screaming at one point, and all of a sudden he randomly has a gun and he's waving it around.
Oh. Hey. Put that gun down. Stop playing, bro. Put that gun down. Put that gun down. Put that gun down. Put that gun down. Yeah, I got you on camera. I got you on camera now. Talking about you gonna kill yourself, you grabbing a motherfucking gun. See, you done lost your motherfucking mind, Tiffany. The fuck is wrong with you?
It's you! You my fucking
put that gun down.
I'm sick of your ass.
Put that gun down.
Get the fuck away from me.
Put that gun down.
I'm sick of you.
Put the gun down.
The same gun that you shot in the fucking air, bitch.
I didn't shoot in the air, you shot it. Look at you. Man, put that gun down. You about to go to work, and you right here got a whole fucking gun in your hand talking about you gonna kill yourself crying. It's the second time now.
This guy's like the worst person. Like, they're irredeemable.
No, what if you walked in on her getting a train ran on her? Your daughter? Train run on her?
What's funny, Alex Cameron in the chat. Kind of sad, actually. Yeah, no, it is. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's the palate cleanser for you.
Where's the
box at? And then the last one, I did want to watch one Pokemon fight before we finish up. No, not the Pokemon fight. Did you see the boxing where it's three girls versus two guys?
I've seen versions of this.
Apparently, this is the new thing. I mean, this was in Vegas too.
Oh hell yeah!
Not in Vegas. Maybe that's Dot Row. Yeah, that's Dot Row. Yeah.
It's usually Russia. It's like one big guy.
But this is a genius idea. Two dudes kickboxing against three
Jim,
girls.
You don't have to embellish.
Sweating. These guys are fighters too. They walked up.
So unafraid. I have never seen two men less afraid in their lives. And
the girls don't even have a moment to even get into the fight.
Yeah. They do the 10-second flying knee.
Dude, play that again.
Because you almost expect, because you don't see the guys fighters at first. You'd kind of expect they would just be more regular guys or
they would have fun with it and be laughing, but they're Russian, so they're like...
Yeah, there's no square up. They're just like, all right.
Yeah, no, dude.
They're like Henry Cavill in that bathroom in Mission Impossible.
Dude, they have such a... They're immediately fucking locked in as soon as you hear that horn. Oh my god, dude.
Whoa. Oh god, she got singled out.
Oh no.
The one's not helping the other.
I mean, and this is sad because now you're just watching girls get beat up.
No, this is great.
It didn't even occur. I don't know why it didn't occur to me, but then like one girl would just get beat up all.
Well, the other one, the one's not helping. The one is just not getting beat up. So she's like running away.
Who are the people that are paying for this? Why are there so many people here to see two guys beat up three women?
I mean, they're hoes.
What is this?
They're Instagram hoes.
Yeah, it does say verse three Instagram. Because
the one
models.
In the middle like doesn't get singled out, but she doesn't help either. So she just sort of is like floating around.
Yeah, they're despicable.
Jude's Rock is a palate cleanser. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
This is absolutely despicable.
Dude, it's so weird. Does it's it go so the bizarre. Distance? Because you would almost think if you were going to do this, like when you would you pitch this idea of like, you know, how many kids could you beat up or whatever? Like, you would think you'd need like seven women or eight women or something like that. Like three is barely because, like you said,
you need
Mike,
it to at least be four so that it's still one versus two, no matter what. Because again, it didn't even occur to me that one of these women is just in a normal fight.
Yeah, one poor girl gets two of them have to fight one guy, but then that leaves one just by herself.
Yeah, to just be in a fucking handicap fight.
Even in the real versions of this, where you see it's like three MMA guys versus three MMA guys, as soon as one gets knocked out, it's over.
So it's
as soon as the like two of these get knocked out, which I assume. Is really soon.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
And dude, they're not even like holding
body
back,
blows.
Man.
And the other guy's just doing the like fucking
thing
where you like flinch to see what they'll do.
he's just stalling them basically. He's just distracting them so that one guy could beat up that one woman.
Oh, kicks. Oh, God.
Oh, there he went for the back of the head. There we go.
Don't turn around.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Someone help them.
I mean, these guys are not doing that good. Oh, there you go.
Someone help them.
This is
no. Oh, jeez.
Bitch is, yeah.
Oh no, she's still trying to fight.
Don't do that. She didn't like the gut kick, I guess.
Appartiene consuli albastro. Rechinusi costi.
You can't even celebrate.
Yeah, because there was that two one. I've seen
creeps.
That one. It's a big fat guy versus two.
There's more people there than a Feldman show.
Thank you, Jason Ramon. It is funny how, like, you would think they would definitely be just having more fun with it, but they're super locked in, and then they're really excited that they won.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, I won. Can you believe it?
What the fuck?
I did want to, and then, I just want to watch a Pokemon fight. I love a good fight here and there. Where the hell did I put that?
Pokemon fight?
Yeah, why does it say Las Vegas everywhere?
But it's like R-O. Like, it's
just
Russia.
Clearly in another country.
Well, that's just Russia. They have no, like, copyright laws or whatever. Just like China. Just you can go to get Mickey Mouse hot dogs or whatever.
I'm not sure if you were here when we were talking about it, but, like, there's... These fights keep breaking up at, like, Costco and shit with these new Pokemon cards that are, like, what, throwbacks or something, Mike? They're, like, the classic ones or something?
I don't follow any of the cards. My brother does. My brother's got, like, fucking... Dude, he was showing me his fucking cards. He's got those ones in, like, the crazy cases with, like, the it's been graded, like, a 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
this one was, like, 11, but I can, like, flip it for, like, 19, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Like 1900?
Thousand.
Oh, holy shit. Wow.
He's got a card right now that's worth like 50 grand.
Huh. Is it Pikachu?
Yeah, like a gold one or some shit. But yeah, people keep rushing these Costcos, or they have these vending machines that people will show up and like buy all of them, and people in line all get pissed off. I think this might be in Canada.
They all kind of can't fight.
Shit. The guy does throw a
knee. The ground is wet, so they're just like slipping.
He need him. Never mind.
Yeah, he does come with it. I think so. I forget if that's the one. I think there might even be another jump kick as well.
I guess I shouldn't have started that fight. I shouldn't have started that fight with six people. Ooh, hammer fist, hammer fist. And there's just one other friend getting beat up now.
Costco, Brantford.
Yeah, it's all because someone bought up all the packs, or they stole the pallets or whatever the fuck, and then there you go, fucking fights break out. Yeah,
this card business is fucking, it is no joke.
I'm so...
All these fucking grifters, just these scalping grifters.
I'm so glad. I mean, because I've gotten caught up in dumb collectible hunting things like this. I'm so glad I'm not into Pokemon cards. Because even to an extent, I don't know if it's just because of Pokemon cards, but like basketball and baseball cards and stuff have like come back in. That even to the point where like the digital cards are also a thing, right? Where you get the apps and you collect like...
Yeah.
Which that makes even less sense to me.
Yeah, all that stuff's weird. Like, I get it to an extent, but it's gotten pushed too far. Again, it's like it used to be easy to buy a console or a pair of Jordans or whatever, but now it's impossible because of people push it too far. All this stuff's just been pushed too far.
Yeah, and I mean, and now because it's you're building scarcity. Because if you have cards like you're mentioning, $50,000 cards and shit, so now it is. That's why people are gonna fucking fight. That's why it's a bigger deal if someone buys the whole pallet, because they're like, oh, fuck you. You're stealing my $19,000 that's in the pack that I'm about to buy.
Well, because my brother has like he's like, this is rated a 9, but there's only like 11 known 10s in the entire world. So once like the last two of them dry up, basically a 9's a 10. So I'm waiting for that. And like, it's like, that's what the world like looks like with some of these cards.
Hell yeah. Well... Ladies and gentlemen, we did it once again. Favorite part of the show!
Corey interview.
The box set. The After Hours box set.
Dude, I love so much that he had to do his post-credit box set after going on and on and on about authenticity.
I also got to give it up to the people that donated for the wardrobe changes.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, great new bit. We got the first Super Chat name bit, and we got the wardrobe changes.
11 hundo in the chat. Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thunk it, man?
We can never do it again, because I'll normally be at the studio. I won't be in a living room 5 feet from a suitcase.
Jim's got suits. You could put on a suit.
Yeah, I mean, definitely shout-outs to the Wolfpack for showing up tonight. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you, everyone that hangs out in the chat or they comment on the videos. Really, really love this community that's hanging out. Really appreciate it. What else do we talk about? Oh, Jen Miller, friendship arc, the petition.
Yeah.
Love to see it. And that's what this is all about. It's all about friendship arcs. If you can get past us talking shit and become our friend, that's when we love you. Unless
you're saying it's impossible to look at old interviews and
yeah,
find any inconsistencies.
Yeah, and be able to find him saying something different than what he said in his other interview.
You know what? If you go to any episode of this show, it's impossible to find an episode where I'm not saying, go to patreon.com/Jim and Them, where you can find our Patreon. It's fantastic. It's full of all sorts of cool stuff. If you like this show, if you like our YouTube videos, if you like anything we do, Patreon is great because you can not only join it for free, you get a bunch of examples of what you're going to get if you become a paid member, but completely free shows just for you to enjoy. And if you like them, cool, jump on board. A lot of people seem to be digging it. But if not, hey, guess what? You found like 16, 17, I think at this point 18, as well as like a long boy of sorts.
No,
all waiting there
movies.
For you. That's just extra stuff that you probably never would have heard because you didn't know it existed, and you can still be a fan, and it's waiting there for you. But if you want even more than that, you join patreon.com/Jim and Them. It's fantastic. Jim, what is waiting out there for people right now?
Well, like you mentioned on the free tier, just posted this week, a look back in Jim and Them history as the full Dan Harmon Harmontown saga is now available for free. All you have to do is just sign up and join as a free member. For people that don't know, Dan Harmon, the creator of Community, co-creator of Rick and Morty, had his own battles with your boys at Jim and Them back spanning from 2012 to 2017. There was this whole saga where he owed us a jingle for our show because we supported his Kickstarter. You can hear it from beginning to end. It's about 4 hours long, but you get all the juicy tidbits and details. You hear the full story, not some bullshit that Dan Harmon and his fans tried to pitch. They tried to label us evil as well. That was a whole thing. Re-listening to it and hearing, we might even have to go after this guy again.
Yeah.
Now that we have a bigger army. This guy, Dustin Marshall, who was their engineer/producer, who wrote like this review/critique/recommendation of what we should do with our show. It had me so pissed off again, which makes it even sweeter when, spoiler alert, in 2017, he had accusations of his own of abuse with an old girlfriend and being a weird creep about it.
Yeah.
So you get to hear all that. We get to even go over his, quote, apology and her accusations. But yeah, Dan Harmon, the Harmontown saga, now available. Also, Reacher Season 3. You can see us finish up Season 2 and watch the first episode of Season 3 currently on our Patreon. We also watch some other Reacher episodes. We also got things like Caddy Studs Investigations, our true crime show. We just did a movie commentary for the new Popeye the Slayer, man. The new public domain slasher. So you
it's
have that to look
one,
forward
baby.
To. That's just a small taste of what you can find at patreon.com/Jim and Them.
I forgot I also, I had an old webcomic that I did for a couple of years. My artist ended up becoming a Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network, what do they call it? The artists that do like the...
Storyboards?
Storyboards. She became a storyboard artist, so we had to just stop kind of out of nowhere. But I took the archive and I put it on the Patreon because I was like, it doesn't exist anywhere else. I might as well. I forgot that I had that on there, so I put that on the free tier as well.
Oh, excellent.
So lots of cool stuff on the free tier right now. Jeff Murphy, I need to ask Jim what's going on at showswithyouknow.com.
Okay.
Oh, showswithyouknow.com. I host a podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss television shows. Severance just finished up Season 2. We break that down for you. We're also gearing up for some new shows that are coming around. Last of Us Season 2 is right around the corner. There's another big show coming up. But whatever's big, whatever's on TV.
Andor, Jim.
Oh, Andor. That's what I was thinking of, by the way. You can hear us break that down and discuss it at showswithyouknow.com. Check it out.
Wow. Wow, fantastic. Now, Jim, I need to please step aside for once in your fucking life. I need to ask Jeff about the Las Vegas comedy community.
Oh, my God. The Las Vegas comedy community is hot right now, fresh off the Lexi Awards. I didn't win on there, but I won in spirit on there, even though I wasn't nominated. And then it's also means nothing. It's not a real thing. But follow Jeff X Murphy on Instagram for all the best stories. You can go on my tpublic.com/user/fucking Jeff Murphy, get my merch. And you can suck a dick sideways. How about that?
Oh.
Yeah, but Jeff X Murphy on Instagram. That's got everything you need. Showcase coming up next Sunday, baby. We're going to the moon. Next stop, Kill Tony.
Hell yeah.
The peak of comedy.
Before I do my endorsement, I noticed in the chat that No Justice, No Peace was owed a super chat name and never got it. So I want to remind everybody that No Justice, No Peace is now known as No Justice, No Peas, like the vegetable. So congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
My endorsement, it is Louisville vegan jerky, but specifically the smoky Carolina barbecue flavor. My little brother is a vegan, so his house is fucking full of this shit.
Was he 80% like, vegan?
Not a Cali vegan. He's all a real vegan.
All right, even though he's in Cali.
Yeah, and it's like, I guess it's made of like tofu, but it's or soy. It's something like that. It's really good. It honestly, it doesn't remind me of jerky almost at all. But just as far as like a tasty little treat. Super good. So I've decided that is my endorsement. My endorsement is Louisville Vegan Jerky Company, specifically the Smoky Carolina Barbecue flavor.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, again, thank you everybody for hanging out. Make sure you like and subscribe. Don't be a stranger. Join the Piscord. Hang out with your boys every Friday because we love you all. We appreciate you. Not like Kill Tony. They don't appreciate you.
They hate
you.
But on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
We're out.
Word.